With your news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. An organization dedicated to local conservation initiatives welcomes a new member to its executive committee.
It is an honor to join the Executive Committee of Sustainable Cayman, an organization that has helped shape my journey as a young environmental leader. Protecting Cayman's natural heritage isn't just a professional goal for me, it's deeply personal.
Sustainable Cayman says the Executive Committee is intentionally broadening its leadership to include youth voices at the highest levels. And Deja Lyons has, quote, distinguished herself through her academic excellence, leadership, and vision for the Cayman Islands' future.
Representing the Cayman Islands on multiple global environmental stages has shown me just how urgent and interconnected our challenges are. Joining Sustainable Cayman's Executive Committee allows me to bring that global perspective home and contribute to the solutions that reflect our values, our people, and our responsibility to future generations.
Ms. Lyons has represented the Cayman Islands at three Conference of Parties UN conferences on climate change, served as an ambassador for the Planeteer Alliance, and been a One Planet Summer Ambassador, mentoring youth and advancing community-led initiatives. She's currently pursuing a Master of Science in Environment, Politics, and Society at University College London. For more information on this, you can visit sustainablecayman.org. New travel data puts the Cayman Islands among the top boating destinations for spring break. West Bay tops the list of 10 best boating towns across the U.S. and Caribbean, with Georgetown also cracking the top 10. The ranking comes from Boat Booker, which analyzed completed bookings during peak spring break weeks last year, March 10th through April 6th. The platform credits Cayman's clear waters, vibrant marine life, and easy access to reef tours and private charters. Boat Booker CEO Vukan Simic says the islands combine, quote, world-class marine environments with an easy, visitor-friendly boating experience. The company says the data signals where spring break travelers are likely to book again this season. And it's the official opening of the 2026 Cayman Arts Festival. Jazz and Trance Big Band takes the stage at the Hartwell Theater tonight with a live show blending classical jazz, swing, blues, Latin jazz, and Caribbean rhythms. K-Music's Marius Gaina.
It's Dennis Carbo and his entire big band that he has with a lot of students. Some of them they are involved in our program, some others in other programs, but music teachers. I mean, it's the image of Cayman with everybody coming together to perform. Nice music and having good time. You can find there your friends, you can find there people that is like, oh, it's from Cuba originally, things like that, but amazing.
You can get your tickets at eventbrite.com. That's it for your local news. I'm Elizabeth Charles. Now over to BBC for the latest happenings around the globe, which will take us out of our broadcast.
BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The U.S. Armed Forces say Washington and Moscow have agreed to re-establish high-level dialogue, 4 years after contact was broken off shortly before Russia's invasion of Ukraine. U.S. European Command said the move would prevent misunderstandings and escalation. 2 days of talks between Ukraine, Russia and the U.S. aimed at ending the war in Ukraine have ended with an exchange of more prisoners of war, but there's no sign of agreement on the contentious issue of territory. Officials in northern Nigeria say all remaining Christian worshippers kidnapped last month have been rescued. Gunmen abducted 177 people from the village of Kurmanwali. The Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says he'll press ahead with plans to restrict children's social media use, despite what he called lies by tech oligarchs. Elon Musk has called Mr. Sanchez a tyrant. A UN-backed monitoring group has warned famine is spreading in Sudan's Darfur region near the border with Chad. The IPC said acute malnutrition had reached famine levels in Umbaru and Karnoi. The Trump administration has stripped job protections from 50,000 government workers. The Office of Personnel Management said staff could now be quickly removed from their jobs for misconduct, poor performance, or obstructing presidential orders. Stocks on Wall Street have again opened lower amid concerns about the costs of investment in AI. Shares in Alphabet fell sharply after it was revealed it was expecting to spend close to $200 billion on AI projects this year. A court in Belgium has found a man guilty on 6 counts of rape because he failed to pay a prostitute he regularly had sex with. He was given a 3-year suspended prison sentence. BBC News.